Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the John Jacob Schmidt Show here at Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from deep inside the free zones inside the American Redoubt. Welcome to episode 1802. Hope you guys had a blessed week this week, and we're very glad, we're fortunate, we're blessed to have had a false alarm this week for our friends in Hawaii who had a little bit of a scare. I'm going to talk about that in the news and commentary. And there's several things I want to talk about this week. We're going to talk about a very rare breed of leaders being born in the time the time where only a certain person could fit a certain role for the challenges that they're facing. I got to see the movie this week, The Darkest Hour, about Winston Churchill in his handling of the near decimation of the British military, trying to get out of France when the Nazis were advancing. Amazing story. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about a few other things. I had talked about last week, I had mentioned that I was going to begin a one-time pad exercise this week. I'm actually going to push that back to next week. So you got a little bit more time to practice. If you go to amron.com or radiofreeredoubt.com and just type in the search word one time pad, or the search phrase one time pad, there's several articles there that will give you all the material that you need so you can start practicing. And I know a lot of you already have, because of the Christmas one time pad giveaway for the Red Ryder BB gun, the Christmas for the Youth one-time pad exercise. That was a lot of fun. But go and type one-time pad. There's an article about the one-time pad and an old, tried and true old-time method that is still used today. And then we're going to actually start implementing those at least once a month. We'll have a one-time pad practice exercise, encrypted exercise. Also, next week, I am going to be talking about some of the technology that's out there with the pervasive camera, facial recognition, the technology that's out there for government tracking. And that's been something that I've had several resources kind of that I've been compiling. And so I want to cover that stuff next week as well. We've got that to look forward to. Before we get into the news and commentary, and there's only a couple stories that I want to hit on, but I think they're pretty important. The VoiceStream HD Pro that we are streaming on, I know that for some of you, you have friends or family that don't have internet connections or very poor internet connections, you can call in and listen to the show live streaming. Anytime we're streaming live over the VoiceStream HD Pro, you can, that's our Stream Monster player, you can call in to Stream Monster and listen to the live streaming over your cell phone. That number is 857-757-1085. And then you can go to the listen page on radiofreeredoubt.com and click on that listen tab, and it will open up the page for how to listen, all the different ways that you can listen to Radio Free Redoubt and listen to previous shows. So all that stuff's there for you at the website. Don't forget to check us out also on our Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook if you are a social media follower. We put a lot of timely information up there throughout the day, throughout the week. All right, now let's get down to the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by the author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series this week. Oh, go to 299days.com to learn more about that. And this really ties into that, the prepper preparedness, preparing for disaster, preparing to be resilient, preparing to make it through a challenging event so you can help your neighbors, right? So you can provide for your family, provide and protect. Well, some folks got the opportunity to do some serious gut checking on their preps, their mental preps, if nothing else. Okay, imagine being in Hawaii and getting a text that over your cell phone that says, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Everybody, you and everybody around you gets the same text at the same time. That's what happened in Hawaii this week. And they just started testing, since the Cold War, they just started testing an audible siren to also give warning. And they're expected, by the time that they get the advance notice that a launch has been, that a missile has been launched, and that they confirm it is headed to Hawaii, from the time of the launch to the time of impact, they're expecting 12 minutes. How much can you do in 12 minutes? How much time, how much critical time had passed by the time you get the alert? Something to think about. Tell me if this is wouldn't be sending chills up your spine if you were somewhere in Hawaii and you get this sound. Yeah, it's pretty spooky stuff. And that was the reality for those guys, having that type of an alert, being told that it is not a drill. And it led to just pure pandemonium. People were panicking, crying, running with their children. There's tourists that didn't know where to go or what to do. People throwing their children into bathtubs. And the other, actually a smart move, people were actually putting their kids and the families, whoever could fit, down in storm drains. There's not a whole lot of basements in Hawaii. There are not a whole lot of underground shelter type of locations. And they were, I was in this chat group that was discussing some military family members that are stationed over there, and they're asking them, you know, how you guys brief? Where do you guys go? What type of shelters do you guys have if this would have been real? And nobody could answer. They just don't have a plan. They've got a warning system, I guess, long enough to just say your prayers. 12 minutes. I'm not sure where you're supposed to go. But people started becoming real innovative in the preps and the ideas. There is a really good... KI4U. It's Kilo India, the number 4, and then U, uniform. KI4U. And they've got a lot of they have a nuclear attack preparedness guide and manual that's made for the citizens, civil defense, for families to be able to take precautions in the event of a nuclear strike. And of course, you know, it really depends on where you are in Hawaii. If they're targeting Pearl Harbor or, you know, our naval assets there, it doesn't mean they're going to wipe out the entire series of islands. And there's a series of islands out there strewn across. I can't remember how far it is from one end of the series of islands to the other. But, and depending on prevailing wind conditions, you could actually be fairly safe in most of Hawaii. Stay with, you know, the built up areas, but it's very survivable. And of course, that naturally would make your heart go up into your throat, having those type of warnings that a ballistic missile is headed your way. I know, I've been there, and it'll make you really feel alive. Let's put it that way. But there's things that you can do. But this, it was interesting to read some of the stories about people reevaluating their preps. And, you know, so many people just yawn when they hear about the eventuality of this. We're taking, you know, putting, trying to take precautions and early warning and so on. And it really kind of gets in your mind that, well, somebody's working on it, it'll be okay, or this will never happen. And then you get that type of a text along with everybody around you. It was a good wake up, but it was a false alarm. Apparently there was a shift change. They go through their emergency warning, warning system. They test it out with a test, and somebody inadvertently sent the wrong, activated the wrong one, which was for the real deal. So you guys already know that by now. This was a pretty fascinating thing that was in the news. Pretty much had all of us glued to it, but thank God it was not real this time. So, what else we got here? The other story that I wanted to cover on quickly, FBI chief calls unbreakable encryption an urgent public safety issue. Multiple outlets are covering this, but I pulled this up from Reuters. The inability of law enforcement authorities to access data from electronic devices due to powerful encryption is an urgent public safety issue. That's coming from the FBI director, Christopher Wray. He said that this last Tuesday, and he's seeking to renew a contentious debate over privacy and security. So, once again, they are going to be pushing for unbreakable, the back doors is what they want, back doors into encryption for cell phones, you know, these applications, computer-based encryption, encrypted text and encrypted phone calls and file sharing. You know, they're acknowledging there is a need for privacy, but, you know, we're the government and we need to look into your stuff. You know, we should be able to because, well, we're the government. And we've had this debate before, but I suspect that once the hardcore leftists regain control at some point in the future, when the political spectrum swings back the other way, this is going to be something they're going to just take the gloves off over and ensure that no citizen can communicate without them having some type of backdoor access into your encryption. So for super sensitive stuff, there's always the one-time pad, isn't there? And really, the extremely dangerous stuff when asked. See, they need to get into our encryption because of terrorism. But guess what? That's proven to be false. If they had access to our encryption, they could thwart terrorist attacks. But we know from previous performance that many of these terrorists in Europe planning these attacks that they've planned in the last couple of years, many of them operated right out in the open with open text, and that was not detected. Just too many cases here where it's too much power. It is just too much power for a government to have to be able to, at will, break into the deepest, darkest secrets of any citizen's life. And it doesn't have to be a deep, dark secret. It's just a matter of privacy. But it's also the way that they're doing this, that this has been done without warrants, and it is done unlawfully in numerous cases that we've talked about, examples that we've covered. So I say no. But I'm not the only one. They're apparently from the Washington Post. Former national security officials urge government to embrace the rise of encryption. They're actually fighting the efforts to break into encryption or to require back doors to get into encryption many of the reasons that I've outlined in the past. It's not just a matter of privacy or They're saying that it is a matter of privacy, but it is not just that. It is that even when they have access to people's encryption, it's not helping to prevent terrorist activities, which is the number one argument for it. We must have it because of terrorist activities, but it's not panning out. That's what these guys are saying. They're saying technology will advance and you can't stop it. Learn how to deal with it. McConnell, a former director of national security, said he is not disputing the FBI's need to eavesdrop on a terrorist or kidnapper, but the crypto security that strong encryption provides is a greater strategic need now. He says Chinese economic espionage is so severe that stopping that is more important than being able to read the communications of a criminal. That's what McConnell said, who in July penned an opinion piece in the Washington Post with former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and former Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn on the issue. And I've talked about that last summer. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about Winston Churchill, a man of the hour for the time that he was living in. Amazing, an amazing story I want to share with you guys and encourage you to see it as well. I have a couple thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean rocky mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, or forest fires. The best part of North Idaho is her people, friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. RevRealty.us, and may God bless you.
We are back with segment two here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. And segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, patriot-owned business helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots get strategically relocated into the American Redoubt. And they specialize in helping folks get moved to the northernmost part of the panhandle of Idaho, strongly held patriot territory. Great folks. Check them out today at SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Also, to help with the overflow, I want to encourage those of you who are living in eastern Washington, instead of moving to North Idaho, fight for your own state. Liberty State. Go to libertystate.org. And next week, in the next segment, I'll be talking more about the rally that's coming up and more. Okay. This week, I've always been a fan of Winston Churchill. I've got three of his books. I have two of them that I have not read. I keep meaning to. I keep going to. One I've read, but I need to reread because it's been so long since I've read it. I've watched multiple documentaries. I've listened to his speeches and his, just an amazing man. Now, he was somebody that the establishment couldn't stand. He rubbed everyone the wrong way. He was not sensitive. He was offended people. He had the right mind to deal with the challenges that faced Britain in that season. There was a movie that actually was produced last year called Churchill. I have not seen that yet, but I went and saw The Darkest Hour. It is extreme courage in the face of all the odds, against all the odds, and it really focused on Winston Churchill. This was just an absolutely amazing story. I'm going to talk about this in just a second. somebody posed a question in a Patriot group that I'm in just actually this afternoon. It got me thinking. It kind of derailed me. All kinds of stuff derailed me today, and I just felt like just off my mark. I just didn't feel like I was like on fire when I first when the show started. But this got me really thinking. He says, "Hey, what do you guys think of this quote?" And he posted this meme with this quote by D.A. Carson. It says, "Here's the quote: however uncivil our society becomes, we must never be angry people, but broken people living under the cross." Hmm. I had to think about this. Now, this is a warrior, Christian, patriot. It's kind of an odd question, actually, that he would be asking. Maybe not. But, you know, I actually, instead of following, I guess, we must never be angry people, but broken people living under the cross. I'm thinking, you know, that didn't settle with me very well for some reason. I got thinking about it. I thought I much prefer, especially in these increasing times of incivility, not living as broken people, quote unquote, but as victorious people living under the cross. No, we're victorious people because of the cross. Now, that does not mean we don't live in humility. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't seek peace. But as society becomes increasingly uncivil, it becomes increasingly predatory. What happens, lions, wolves, other predators, when they see a broken creature or one who acts as it's broken, right? A weak creature. It encourages the predator. It emboldens them. Now, should we never be angry people? I don't mean angry and rebellious. Just like angry at the world, angry with the world, just discontent, uncontent, discontent people, always angry about something. That's not what I'm talking about, that spirit of rebellion. We should be peacemakers. We should seek peace always when we can. But there are some things that should anger us. Things that anger the Lord should anger us. Things that grieve His heart and His spirit, those things should grieve our hearts. Things that bring Him joy should bring us joy. Things that please Him should please us. In areas that He demands justice, we should demand justice. Things that He opposes, we should zealously oppose. Especially since we were commanded to advance the kingdom and occupy until He returns. Not a bunch of little weakling, broken people. To Him, yes. But in the world, we should be victorious. So we should be anger. We should have angry toward things like injustice. We should have anger toward things that are toward unlawful governance. Those who we place into leaders, we hire them to take these certain positions of authority, and they abuse it. That should anger us. We should be angry at the oppression of the weak. We should be angry when evil is rewarded and the righteous are punished. Killing of innocents, including and especially the unborn, should anger us. Forcing people to accept sin and even fund it with their own hard-earned labor, that should anger us. Absolutely. There are some things that I would never say we should never be angry. There's a time and a place for everything. And I've talked about this in the past, and this came to mind for me, and it's worth repeating, I think, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Everything has a time. There's a time for everything. And this is what it says. To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to gain and a time to lose. There's a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. There's a time to keep silence and there's a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. There's a time of war and a time of peace. Now, someone who understood the time they were living in and what was required to meet the challenges of that time, not just meet the challenges, but to overcome them. Amazing man, Winston Churchill. This movie, The Darkest Hour, I'll post an Amazon link to it. I'm buying it. I want to get it on Blu-ray. As soon as it was over, I wanted to immediately watch it again. I've had the strong urge to watch it again. I'm not going to go to a theater and watch it again. I did go to it. That's the first time I've been to a theater in I can't remember how long. But I'm going to order that this week. It was just released in 2017. It came out, November of a couple months ago. And then a general release in December. And you don't see, it's not in hardly any theaters. They just released it on the 12th, 2 days ago in Britain. And this guy, Gary Oldman, oh my goodness, he became Winston Churchill. Amazing. Just amazing. This guy is deserving, I don't know, every kind of award you can get and that an actor can get. Beautiful job playing him. And it was interesting to me as I was watching the movie how they were scheming. I mean, talking about the political powers that wanted to negotiate and plead and beg with Hitler just to work out a deal. Just like in Braveheart, the nobles wanted to work out a deal with the king and sell out. And that's what these people wanted. In World War II, they wanted to run to when it looked like he was a strong adversary and they might lose. Let's hurry up and let's negotiate. And what did that do? That empowered him. And they made a good observation. Is that there's the only person in the world, that was the King of England, actually. He said, of all the people that could have taken power, none of them, Hitler was afraid of none of them until Winston Churchill became the prime minister. That was the only man on earth that scared Hitler. He was the right man for the job. He rose to the occasion. And he gave several amazing speeches. We will not fight, or we will not surrender. Never surrender. Never give up. Never, ever give up. And the people in the government schemed behind him, schemed to undermine him. They tried to block him. They tried finding ways to get rid of him. They were continuously whispering and scheming. They hated his guts. They could not stand Winston Churchill. And it reminded me of a speech that I heard recently. I'm going to play two speeches back to back for you. Because there's another person that is born for the time that we're living in to face the challenges that we face. Uncanny. It is very profound that they didn't recognize the power of him at the time, the significance of him in history. And I think by and large, our countrymen don't realize that in America either. Anyway, I'm going to let you listen to these two speeches back to back, and then we'll be right back with segment three. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve. and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in. Don't back down. And never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator 4 times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings. The next generation of American leaders, never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. Never quit. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its Creator, then our best days are yet to come.
For a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We are an exceptional country. Our religion, and I will say it, is exceptional. That's what made us great. So don't be afraid to talk about it, because that's what it means to be an American. The world is looking to us for leadership, not President Obama, us. The people in Ukraine aren't looking to the federal government. They're looking to all these local governments for leadership, and it's going to come from us.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt with Segment 3. Segment 3 is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. Go to strategiclandscapedesign.com. If you are in the market for property or you've got property and you want to get the most out of it, from water rights, that's a huge deal right now. There are things you may not know about that you really need to know about securing your water rights. If things are in place, legal instruments that are in place, it will make it difficult to impossible for them to grab your water rights. But so simple if things are not put in place. I mean, legally, Strategic Landscape Design, that's just one of the many things that they do is help you with that. So, get the most sustainability out of your property. Learn everything that they have to offer over there. But great folks, really good people, located in the American Redoubt, strategiclandscapedesign.com. Okay, I'm going to cover Hillsdale College again, some of the courses in just a little bit, because I didn't get a chance to get to that as much as I wanted to. I think it's just so valuable. It's free. It's just top quality education. But there's a reason why we need to know this stuff. jump ahead real quick or freeze frame there. Let me move over to this other thought. I got two rails going side by side right now. The other one is the Liberty State Rally and presentation and fundraiser next weekend, Saturday at 2:30. The opening prayer and Pledge of Allegiance and all that will be at 3 p.m., but the event actually starts at 2:30. Please get there 2:15 to 2:30 if you can. And I've got some great musicians. Oh, we got Jordan Page lined up as well. He's going to be there at some point during that event performing as well. I think he's going to be singing Liberty. How appropriate. But then we've got a bluegrass band too that I don't have their name right in front of me, but they're going to be starting up at 2:30. Not bagpipes. What is the, Julian? The Julian? I've never seen one in person play. It's the Celtic version of a bagpipe, but it's, you don't blow into it. It's a very unique instrument, but it's like a cousin to the bagpipes. Very, very cool. I just really started learning about that. That's some neat sounding music. They couldn't get the bagpipers for this one, but they do get the Julian. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to try to live stream from that event as well. Anyway, that's going to be at the Colville Ag Center at the fairgrounds in Colville, Washington, Saturday from 2:30 until it's done. There's several speakers, but Representative Matt Shea is going to be giving his presentation and slideshow, the PowerPoint presentation and the information behind everything you need to know about this, the legality of it, this is the whole package that I've been trying to get my hands on and working with him, but I've just not been at the same presentation as him. So we're going to video this. I want to share it with all of you who can't be there. This is our way of bringing all of you to this presentation. For those of you who cannot physically be there, we're going to be videoing this as well. But if you can make it, we definitely want to urge you to be there. And you can follow us also on libertystate.org. Let's see, I already covered Jordan Page. Yeah, he's going to be there. His flagship song is Liberty, so it's only appropriate. So really happy that he's going to be there. Oh, one other event, too, that I want to remind you of, February 10th at 4 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. That's going to be the Foundation for Wildlife Management. That's also a fundraiser, and they're going to be giving away, you know, rifles and outdoor packages and just a lot of really cool stuff there. And they're doing a great job helping to fight this, manage the wolves properly to get the elk numbers back up. They're responsible for the saving of just hundreds of elk in Idaho. So it's a great group of folks to be able to join and to follow. And this fundraiser is just going to be a really good time there. So we'll get that information to foundationsforwildlifemanagement.org and that fundraiser event. Okay. The American Heritage, that's what it was, in Hillsdale College. I'm not understand why my brain isn't firing properly tonight. Before I get into the Hillsdale College course materials, the courses that they offer, I also want to point you to another series. It's a DVD series, so you can do it in your home. I want to encourage you to do it with groups. Your home group, your home church, or a group within your church, or your mutual assistance group, your prepper group, whatever it is, your family, educate yourselves on our heritage. The heritage is being robbed, stolen away from us. Dave Barton over at Wall Builders has put this together. I have it, and I've kind of did a sneak peek review of this DVD series, and I'm so stoked about getting into it, but I've got to finish this Constitution and Heritage DVD set that I'm going through right now, before I get into this American Heritage series about the Constitution. So, which is another thing that I'm working toward getting involved in, this Hillsdale College, revisiting this course. They've got free online courses about the Constitution. I'm going to cover some of those because this is so great. It's right at your fingertips. It's something that's critical. You cannot build another state, all you folks in Liberty State. You can't build a state if you don't understand your heritage and the Constitution, the fundamentals of our Constitution, our federal Constitution, and everything that went into that. But Hillsdale College has multiple free courses that I can't endorse strongly enough. They offer these for free. Of course, they're always asking for, you know, donations to help keep them producing top-notch education. But the Introduction to the Constitution is their featured course. It's 12 lessons. It explains the principles underlying the American founding as set forth in the Declaration of Independence and secured by the Constitution. The founders believed that the principles in these documents were not simply preferences for their own day, but were truths that the sovereign and moral people of America could always rely on as guides in their pursuit of happiness through ordered liberty. So, state of liberty, you want ordered liberty, you need to learn the Constitution and the principles behind it. So they've got everything you want to know. This is the season, folks. Remember when I said we're on borrowed time? Make good use of this time. Not just talking about prep and putting up, you know, preparedness, storing up, need more food, need more fuel, beans, bandages, and bullets. Okay, fine. That's great stuff. And I agree. I concur. But more than that, we need to be educating ourselves down at the soul level, intellectual level. They've got the Introduction to Constitution, the Constitution 101, Constitution 201. They've got a course on the Federalist Papers, the Presidency and the Constitution, Winston Churchill and statesmanship, public policy from a constitutional viewpoint, the U.S. Supreme Court, a lot of humanities, Great Books 101, from ancient to medieval, Great Books 102, Renaissance to modern, Shakespeare, Mark Twain. This is pretty cool stuff. Western heritage, from the Book of Genesis to John Locke. That's our heritage right there. You guys, you know, we talk about how brilliant the founding fathers were. Oh, they were so smart. Look what they came up with. They didn't make it up. The founding fathers did not make up out of whole cloth this the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. They are a product of 200 years of education on the Roman Empire, the Bible, and more modern teachers like John Locke. They studied all of this stuff that they came up with. The United States and the Constitution and Declaration of Independence are an amalgamation of all of these different, including British law. You have no idea how much British law, common law, and all that stuff is interwoven into American law and American jurisprudence and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. All of that, they didn't make it up. We need to go take ourselves back to the mindset of the founding fathers, what they knew of history and government and governance and lawfulness from a Christian perspective. That's where our minds need to be before we can even think about restoring or rebuilding something that American, well, the only thing we can quote is the Second Amendment. We've got issues. There's so much more to governance than that. They've also got History 102, American Heritage from the Colonial Settlement to the Reagan Revolution. We've got a course on Athens and Sparta, Introduction to C.S. Lewis, Theology 101, Economics 101, just a ton of stuff. And it's all right there at your fingertips for free. We have to know our heritage. We have to bring our minds back as close as we can to that of the founding fathers and the thoughts and the philosophies and the education, the ideals that their brains were wired for, that brought them to that, the way they think. We need to bring ourselves as closely to that as we can. And there's the tools to help us do that. The Wall Builders, excellent resources. And I just listed one. And then, of course, Hillsdale College. That's two. And I just, like I said, I can't emphasize it enough. Anyway, something I want to talk about in segment four coming up here. The communists, the revolutionaries, they're planning. They're planning for war. This is not just rhetoric. This is not just Facebook stuff. We hate Trump. Trump, boo Trump. You conservatives are dumb and we're smart, right? We're talking lock and load, practicing, training, meeting, and organizing. So we need to take that seriously. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then I'll wrap things up in just a moment right here at Radio Free Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Segment four. Works Holsters. Works Holsters is sponsoring segment four, and I want to thank them so much. They are located in the American Redoubt. Custom-made holsters, every handgun you can imagine. Beautiful manufacturing site that I got to tour. Works, LLC, WERKZ.com. Inside the waistband and outside the waistband holsters. Really nice. Custom finishes. Bone collector, camo. They got it all. It's pretty cool. I talked about, educating yourself, Hillsdale College. Yeah. The reason why is because, we face an existential threat in our country. We have a constitutional crisis. We have a refugee crisis, a shifting of the demographics, completely upending our Judeo-Christian culture. People that are lied to and that are spreading the lies, the useful idiots among the communist revolutionaries who point to a Gadsden flag and think that it's a Nazi flag. That's how educated they are. That's how indoctrinated they are. But they're organizing. So I want to talk about this real quick. There's a study group that somebody had infiltrated one of their leftist study groups. Organizing Tactics in the Age of Trump, the United Front, is what this meeting was centered around. This was in Baltimore, but this is going on in every major city, and not just major cities. Even your smaller cities, this is taking place. This is from a feed proxy titled Boston Socialism. They got this left organizing tactics in the age of Trump, the United Front, Boston Socialism. And this is some of the stuff I want to out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, where this one group was meeting. So they got it in Baltimore, in Massachusetts, several places. This meeting was originally scheduled for last week as in 2 weeks ago. On the 4th of January. But unfortunately, we had to cancel due to the massive storm that hit Boston, blah, 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 blah. In the wake of the Russian Revolution. Now, this is them. This is a communist group. Here's the info again. In the wake of the Russian Revolution and the fall of the Kaiser in Germany, members of the newly founded Communist International sought to grow from these successes into a mass workers' movement worldwide. The Comintern faced a dilemma, however. On the one hand, it needed to win over the majority of the international working class, which still supported reformist social democratic parties. On the other hand, it needed to retain the allegiance of impatient young radicals who wanted immediate revolution. Today, the organized left faces a similar dilemma. Now, these are communist revolutionaries talking in their correspondence to one another. Okay, so listen. This is the political side. Remember, in every resistance, there's the military arm and there's the political arm. This is the political arm right here communicating with each other and organizing meetings. So I'll continue. Today, the organized left faces a similar dilemma. We are in an urgent political moment in which we must simultaneously, one, respond to Trump's constant attacks on all exploited and oppressed peoples, and two, build a sustained movement against the fascist forces of white supremacy emboldened by Trump, and three, work outside the bounds of the Democratic Party, which continually refuses to advocate for its purported voter base. The theory of the United Front was Leon Trotsky's solution to this political dilemma. It is also integral to how the ISO sees the defeat of fascism. We seek to build with the broadest forces, not just because it's organizationally effective to have more people, but because we believe that the process of engagement by the largest numbers brought into struggle challenges mainstream assumptions of how to fight not just fascism, but all rights for working people. Continuing on. Join the Boston branch of the International Socialist Organization for a study group on the theory of the United Front and how we can use it to build a contemporary anti-fascist movement and win an equitable, just world. Click here for their study group, readings, and discussion questions. Okay. These guys are getting more and more organized. They're not even hiding. This kind of stuff would have gotten you arrested 40 years ago, 50 years ago. The Boston branch of the International Socialist Organization. So they're planning sedition to basically overthrow the United States system. And they make no bones about it. That's what is coming to a community near you. And this is, like I said, this is happening all over the place. So wise up, folks. You need to be paying attention to this stuff. You need to be preparing yourself in your heart, your mind, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, tactically, logistically, in all ways. You need to be, and prayerfully. But if history is any measure, I would say we have an internal conflict coming in this country that is going to become kinetic. In other words, there's a war coming. There's a storm coming, brewing on the horizon. Right after the end of World War II, they voted Churchill out. He was the man for that, for the job, for that season. But it was short-lived. At some point, Trump is going to be out of that position. And the left has plans for taking over and redominating that. And they're going to come back with the gloves off and prepared to get bloody. They want to take this country down, and they are just furious right now with what Trump is doing to restore our country and to really make it great again. Now, until we repent truly and turn back to the Lord, that's not going to happen. But he is surely disrupting all the momentum that they were celebrating from 8 years of that former president who will not be named. And so they plan on coming back hardcore. They're not going to hold back. So make good use of this time. That wraps it up for this week, folks. You have a blessed week. Thank you for the prayers, for the support, for the letters of encouragement. Thank you so much. And I'm excited about this year. Got a lot of exciting things coming up. A lot of kind of reorienting going on behind the scenes. A lot of really cool stuff that's happening, really. So 2018 is going to be a great year for patriots. I am convinced of that. All right, you have a great week. God bless. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, good night.